All right, let's go back east and bring in MLB.com, one of our favorites. He's a senior writer, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, good morning. Good afternoon for you.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great, and we've got an interesting matchup today. And you're a nostalgia guy. You're a romanticist about baseball. And here it is, Barry Zito and Hudson today, obviously the two last games of their careers. And they've matched them up in sort of like a match race kind of thing to get them on the field together. What do you think?
Well, funny story about it. When Hudson came back here after the injury, I was in Phoenix with the team, covering, writing a column about Hudson, his comeback game. He pitched very well. And afterwards, the next day, we were standing around the locker talking about some things. And I said to Hudson, you know, we've got to call Billy and we've got to get him to pitch Zito against you in Oakland. That could be your last games against each other. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And we just started laughing about it. And, you know, Hudson went into this this whole thing where, you know, what can we do? Maybe we can offer a ninth round giant draft choice to Billy to do this. At the time, he had decided that Zito wasn't coming to the major leagues. And you go, oh, he's only pitched an inning. And then Susan wrote the story about it. You go, oh, come on, Billy. Give me a break here. So I wonder, it'd be fun to hear how that all came about, where he changed his mind and brought Zito up just to have this matchup. Because, you know, at some point, who cares? I mean, if Zito pitches two or three innings today, it really doesn't matter. You know, Hudson is finishing it off. Here's a guy with 222 career wins who's probably been the best of the three of them. And I told Hudson, you know, when it comes to the Hall of Fame ballot in 5 years, you're going to get a vote from me. Because in this era, what he's done with 222 wins across the board for the three teams he pitched for is just fantastic. You don't get that many hit wins in this era. So I just think it's fabulous. I know Henry wrote a blog about it almost immediately, which outblocked me. I was going to write it, but when I saw Henry wrote it, I decided not to. And I'm just tickled that the two guys are getting against each other. I don't think there is another historic precedent for it in the Bay Area or mostly anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. You got to go back through probably baseball history to find something like this. Zito, with the A's, 102 wins. Hudson, 81 wins. And Mulder, 103 wins. And you know how hard it is to get to 100. We look at Lincecum and Kane and people like that and league leaders in San Francisco Giants history. And that's a lot of wins for people before they were traded or became free agents. So interesting matchup today. A lot of people want to take credit for it. Everyone talked about it, and we'll see. But there was clearly social pressure on the A's to make it happen. Where are you? Sounds like you're on a train somewhere.
No, actually, I'm on my way over to Yankee Stadium for Yankees White Sox today. They're continuing to plod towards pretty much wrapping up the wild card berth and hosting the wild card game here in like 10 days.
All right. We got to get you to stand still there so we can get a good connection with you on the cell phone.
It's probably wind.
Okay. All right.
It's windy,
All right. Find a nice doorway then to go into. All right. You're a New Yorker. You're a New Yorker. You know what I mean here. All right. But
yeah,
look at this. Look at the weekend. Mets magic numbers one. Yankees are going to be in this thing. And how are they staying in this thing? And what's the Mets story now?
Well, the Mets story is just simply how they're going to line up their pitching for the first round against the Dodgers. And, you know, I think with their schedule the rest of the way, they've got two more games against Cincinnati, three against Philly next week, then they wrap up at home against Washington. They're going to probably wind up with the home field advantage, which means essentially, you know, you got to find a way of beating either Kershaw or Greinke in one of those first two games, no matter where it's being played. Because if they lose games one and two to those guys, then in a five-game series, it's a hard haul for them to come back and win that series. And you know they're going to face at least one of them again somewhere near the end of the series. But if they split, you know, when you're going, you know, Harvey on limited time, Syndergaard and DeGrom, you know, that's three very tough arms. And I wrote the other day that they ought to go with Colon in game four if they get to it because it gives them a completely different mix. You have those kids, the left-handed hard throwers, bats, and Nice coming out of the bullpen. Nice not as hard a throw as the rest of them, but if you have to pitch Harvey five or six innings, or DeGrom five or six innings, it's a nice thing to be able to pull a good left-hander out of the pen for two or three innings, as Pochy did last year with Bumgarner, and you know, and it mixes up the whole lineup. It basically screws up Mattingly, and makes him use all the left-handers and right-handers off his bench very early in the game. So I think you split, the Mets have a pretty good chance to win.
Wow. Barry Bloom with us, MLB.com. So where does Harvey slot into this thing? And I've watched a lot of the shows this week. I really enjoy Mad Dog Unleashed. Chris Russo's been terrific about the whole Met-Yankee story. I've watched a lot of him. Where do you put Harvey? Does he get the first game in the fifth game? Or, well, what happens to Matt Harvey? He is their best pitcher. What do you do with him?
You know, I think that they're trying to figure that out. I mean, Syndergaard pitched one of his best games last night against the Reds. You know, certainly DeGrom, they skipped the start with him, so we'll see how he pitches when he comes back out. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think I'd go with Harvey, tell him to throw as hard as you can for five or six innings, do what you can, and then get him out of there and have him for game one and game five, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. All right, where do the Yankees go with this thing? Now, what a race with Toronto. What a race with Toronto. That's you, right, Barry? Is that you? That's you. All right.
I'm here, yes.
Yeah.
I'm here.
What a race with Toronto and the Mashers from Toronto. And you've watched the games for a long time. Yankees-Toronto, it's a good race. It's virtually over, I would think. But how do the Yankees use for pitchers here? They're going to be in a wild card game, and it looks like who knows who they'll be against, but they're going to be in a game, and then they got to go in a five-game series if they win. Do they have enough pitching?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's a strange mix of games for them, too. I mean, I wrote a column about this today where I think for the wild card game, if I were Jordy, I'd go with the kid Severino to start that game because he's healthy, he's got the best arm, he's pitched the best, and he has the least experience, but right now everybody else is pretty problematic. So I look at it is that just get through that one game and throw the best guy you can, and then you're going to have to worry about mixing and matching all these guys with various problems and injuries and shortcomings and see what you can do to pull out a series. Man, I just don't think they match up well pitching-wise with you know, any of the other teams. They would wind up playing Kansas City or Toronto in the first round. Not good.
Now, I want to ask you about Houston. If Houston doesn't get in, is the season a success, or do they have to get in to make this thing a success?
I think they have to get in to make it a success because, you know, this is a team that was up by eight games about a month ago. And to have a total collapse where you don't even make the wild card game and you get basically routed by Texas, the team in your own state, down the stretch, which is what's happened to them. You know, I just think it's a horrible way for the season to end for them. And, yeah, you can say after the way they've been, this is a great season to build on. But how many times do you get here where you have that kind of chance, and now you're here, and I just think it's an awful way for you to go out.
Yeah, what about the Astros trades? They made so many trades. And you'd think they were going to win with that.
Well, I mean, look, Kazmir, you know, came from the A's, hasn't pitched very well for them. I mean, you make these trades, and you just never know how they're going to come out, too.
All right. Well, all right. We're going to let you go, and I know you got a big game today with Yankees and White Sox, and we'll probably catch up with you next weekend when everything is sort of solidified, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks. That's Barry Bloom of MLB.com. More coming up in the Sports Leader.